Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
You just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't fix It's Mel
and Ben,
and we're back. We're back with actually an episode that actually is a fan favorite.
It's definitely a fan favorite, and we've been collecting.
Don't pet the peeves. Don't pet them. You know, let me tell you something. So we have about, God, I'd say 5 hours on the board of pet peeves. They never get old, right? And then also technically the dear asshole one that Brittany and I did. Pet peeve, people's pet peeves, right? So we have so much material on pet peeves. So what we did actually is this time ask people to write in unusual pet peeves.
Yeah.
Because we were like, well, we're going to get the basic. You know, open in your mouth, or chewing with your mouth open, you know, rude people. Like, we know. We know. We've been there before, and we, you know, we've addressed that so many times. So this time we asked for, you know, what's something that bothers you that's probably just not even bothersome to anybody else, right? We said just think of something like that that's just really bothersome to you, and, you know, you delivered. Some of you over-delivered.
I don't even know.
I don't even know. Listen, and, you know, we started out the pet peeves the very first episode. You know, I was very lenient and very nice, I feel like. And, you know, I said, there is no right or wrong. Remember? There's no right or wrong. It's a pet peeve. It's your peeve. It's yours. There's no right or wrong answer. You know, and then by like episode 3, some of them that came in, yeah, I think we started bashing at some point. I mean, this might be the worst.
I got to tell you, listen.
Of the bashing.
You know, you defended it in the beginning. I didn't. Because I already knew it's ridiculous.
No, because it is everyone's peeve. It is everyone's peeve. But, you know, a peeve is one thing, and then, I don't know, some of these things, I wouldn't even classify. I don't even think they qualify.
Some of them aren't, you know, but I'm going to try to skip over, because we have so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you think the whole time.
We have 4 years.
We were gone.
We have 4 years of material.
We were getting emailed peeves.
Yeah.
And, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these, you know, I'm going to come straight at you, just like I always do.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, some of them, too, and I didn't hear them all. You kind of read a couple, and I was like, I don't even think that qualifies. But either way,
we're going to
put them on.
Yes.
You know, they were nice enough to fucking send them in. That's all I could give, right? So we might as well.
Sent to me this time.
Oh, please.
Would you look at that?
Get out of here.
What do you mean get out of here?
Like, what's our email address?
It's the truth.
What's our email address?
Dude, where did these come from, dude? I collected them.
Where's our email address?
HumorousPod.
At
Gmail.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. You've been listening.
Somewhere they came
from.
That's
all I can say.
All right. So.
Sure. Okay. Here we go.
All right. So, you know.
Start it out. Drum roll, please.
Escalators. Somebody's pet peeve is escalators. They wrote in. Why would you want to go on an escalator to wait behind a few standing people being lazy and getting to your destination slower? They don't even support strollers or wheelchairs.
All right. Well, the only thing I have to say about that is then don't fucking get on it. Take the stairs, you lazy bitch.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are they doing?
I don't know
what
they're
doing. First of all, if they're on an escalator, like, who says you have to walk up it? Isn't the whole point of an escalator so you can fucking relax and get taken to the next level?
That's how I do it.
This guy's in a rush, dude. He's trying to fucking Boston Marathon run.
But I've seen people do that. You know what? Because when I get on an escalator, I do exactly what you just said. I let it take me up, man. I'm fucking relaxing, having a great time. But sometimes people behind me will start walking, and it forces me to feel like I got to walk up.
Okay, so they're walking.
Yeah,
I've been there, done that. How long does an escalator really take? It's like 15 seconds, dude.
I don't know.
Come on, dude. Unless you're in fucking Manhattan.
But why? There's no. Why take it? Well, I guess some places only have. I mean, just calm down. Or
enjoy life a little bit. Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's a ridiculous one to me.
Oh, you think that's bad?
I mean, if you don't like it, don't take it. I don't even know if that's a pet peeve. You just don't like it.
They don't like waiting on escalators. That's your pet peeve.
I mean, okay, I guess that's waiting on it.
It takes 15 seconds. I mean, just relax.
I don't know.
You know, dude, take the fucking elevator.
Either
take
way.
Take the stairs.
That's...
You know, you're obviously fucking lazy. You're not even taking the stairs.
that's what I'm saying.
You have the balls to call them lazy.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're too lazy to take the stairs and not do it.
The first thing I said.
I mean, I don't know.
But, you know, I don't know if that qualifies as a pet peeve,
but... The shit gets worse.
You wrote it in, so, I mean, maybe we're not even going to call this a peeve episode. We're just going to call it fucking complain episode.
I know who you are. Complaints. I know who you are. I got all the names to all these shits. All
right, here we go.
Listener number two. Their pet peeve is nickels. All right?
Just stop. You know what? I'm just cutting the episode.
Dude,
I'm just fucking cutting the episode.
It gets even worse. This is their explanation. They are the most pathetically useless coins ever. Pennies make sense. They're used for exact measurements. But nickels, they're virtually useless. They are abnormally smooth and too thick for a size. All right, you know what's fucking abnormally smooth and too thin for its size? Your fucking brain. Because if you're going to divide anything by 5, what do you do it with? Nickels. 5, 10, 15, 20. What do you mean exact? You're trying to justify the fucking penny that literally costs more money to make than what it's worth?
I'm not trying to justify shit. That's the most ridiculous. That's not a pet peeve. It's a dislike.
I mean, get a fucking life.
It doesn't even qualify in this episode.
I bet you keep your nickels, too, and you get changed, don't you? Don't you? You keep them.
No, it sounds like they're the kind that'll be like, can I have 5 pennies, please, instead? I don't want the nick.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want the nick.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, just keep your 5 pennies, you fucking schmuck.
I don't want the nickel back.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, right? They don't want the nickel back.
I don't want the nickel back. Yeah.
I mean, you know, as soon as you think you hit rock bottom.
I don't think that's a pet peeve, though. Did you guys not understand the assignment?
I mean, some of these definitely are.
Okay.
You know, well, I'm going over funny ones because it was good material. Like, you know, the nickel guy. I mean, I don't know, dude. Get 5 pennies then every time you get a nickel.
He probably does.
You freaking schmo.
I mean, I can't.
I don't care how many listeners we lose, dude. Because anybody who wrote in this shit, this is definitely not a pet peeve. This is just a food that somebody, that's like me calling mayonnaise a pet peeve. But this is what this genius wrote in for their pet peeve. Eggs and cheese.
It's not a pet peeve.
Listen.
It's a dislike. Ugh. You know, this isn't even a pet peeve episode at this point. Everybody scratch what I said from the very beginning.
Ugh, I love eggs and I love cheese. But together, even in an omelet, I just feel like puking. Well, then don't fucking eat it.
All right. So can we go back to the part, beginning of the episode, when Vin's like, I was in charge this time. This is what fucking happens when Vin is in charge. I mean, this is the material he has pulled for the pet peeves.
I mean, come on.
From the listeners.
They're abnormal, you know, eggs and cheese. They don't like
it's not
eggs and cheese, but they like eggs and they like cheese.
Okay, but it's not it's a dislike. It's not a pet peeve. What are they peeving?
Dude.
Then don't fucking eat it. Don't fucking order it and don't look at it. What? Why? This doesn't even qualify.
The disdain. You don't like bacon, egg, and cheese, too? What the fuck?
Apparently not.
All right, dirty fingernails.
Okay, this qualifies. All right, thank you.
All right, fucking juice.
Yes. All right. Okay.
I thought some of these were funny, so I threw them in.
Wait.
It took up fucking 6 minutes of material, dude, and you're on my ass. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, how can I not read the egg and cheese? Dirty fingernails.
And now this one's going to be boring because I feel like we're both going to just agree with it and move on.
Well, I have explanations, too. I asked them to write an explanation for their answers. They said if there is dirt under your nails, you either don't wash your hands enough or you've been digging a garden. It's frankly revolting and obnoxious.
Okay, well, I mean, that goes without saying. If somebody has dirty fingernails, we know why. But they don't really, you know, you don't really fucking need to explain it. If they do, we know why. It's just, it's not, They're not cleaning it. They're not washing their hands. It's a little
off-putting. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I mean.
I mean, you don't gotta sleep with them. I mean, what's the deal?
I'm saying they're not my finger. Would I see it and be like, ew, that's gross? Yeah. Does it peeve me? No. At the end of the day, all right. Well, but it qualifies. At least it fucking qualifies. Thank you very much. Shout out.
A little vanilla.
Shout out to the qualifier of the episode.
Yeah, well, shout out. I'm not shouting you out. All right, I'm not gonna shout you out because I said send a ridiculous one, and you sent me the most vanilla shit.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, this is an episode where I'm nice to anybody.
Okay.
I'm going to be mean to all you people who wrote it.
Well, why are you being a prick?
All right?
Some of them deserve it, but not the...
Dirty fingernails
Not the guy that qualifies.
I mean, you couldn't think a little outside the box. At least egg and cheese was outside the box. Nichols is outside the box.
No, but it's not, because it's not a peeve. Outside the box, but different category.
All right, well, she's going to get on my ass now and talk shit. But somebody...
Here we go.
This is what they...
Can't wait
They
for
wrote
this one.
Bed sheets. All right, and listen, you got it coming. I don't know if it's just me, but I toss in my sleep. This makes the sheets stick to me, and it's incredibly uncomfortable. Well, then don't fucking put them
don't
on.
Don't put them on.
What are you complaining about? What are you fucking, just sleep on a fucking empty mattress?
Well, apparently...
Like you're in a fucking crack house?
If they don't like bed sheets, then...
Are you living in a crack house?
I don't even know what to say to this one, to be honest with you. Just don't fucking... Don't get on them. I mean, yes, just sleep on your mattress or your couch or floor, whatever you like. You know, but they probably don't use bed sheets. That's probably why they were saying.
All
but,
right, then.
But is it a pet peeve? Oh, my God. Okay, listen, I think we probably should have defined pet peeve for the people who were going to write
definition.
In. Yeah. I mean, because I'm not sure anybody understands.
Listen, I have a lot of them here. All right. But I had to read some of these ones that I received because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay.
Like the next listener wrote it to me. Moose. I don't know. I just hate moose. Well, fucking who gives a flying fuck? I mean, come on. You obviously don't buy caribou ice cream or coffee. I mean, who? Come on, man. Did you get traumatized as a kid rocking Rocky Bullwinkle?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Like, what the hell happened? This is what you wrote me as your pet peeve. Yeah. Listen, man, you need to go back to school.
But it's the description or the reason. It's the reason why. I don't know. I just, like, don't like moose. Like, that's
well,
just
they don't
so,
fucking like you.
Right. But that's not,
they
again,
don't like you
it's,
either.
It's you know what? Here. I think what their goal, some of these listeners, the goal maybe was to peeve us with these answers, right?
I
think that's what they were trying to do.
This is the shit.
Yeah, because again, when you're in charge, this is the shit that happens.
All right, you want all real ones? So I just, Moose wasn't good material.
No, I mean,
I have good material.
No, maybe our listeners would like to hear the ridiculous answers in terms of what people think of peeve. What I would like them to do now is write back in and let us know what they thought of, what the fuck do they think a pet peeve is? I don't think they understood the assignment, as I said. I
had those for you guys for the beginning. The rest I have will be qualified as a peeve, all right?
All right, well.
Are you fucking selling me out?
Let's fucking see.
All right. Zip files. Don't send me zip files. Explanation, they are not bad on their own. Just don't send an email with a zip file that has 100 documents and I need just one of them. I would rather have you send me a Google Drive link and let me get what I want.
That's fair. I would agree with that.
All right, well.
That's actually a valid
pet
peeve.
Just tell them.
That's a valid pet peeve.
Before you collect the info, tell them.
Well, but sometimes you do say, send me the send me the document, and then they will send the whole. I've had that happen before. I have had that happen before where I'm like, just send it to me, and then I have to go through fucking 20 pages to find the one I need.
To just get the one that you want.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's a pet peeve.
It is. That's peevish. That's annoying. That's annoying as fuck.
It's a pet peeve, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. You don't have to send me the whole, the whole fucking dictionary to be able to give me a definition of one word.
I mean, look, if you're not specific when you tell them to send it in, that might be what you get.
Well, I feel like I've been specific, but so
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, at least it qualifies. It's kind of an uninteresting. See, Moose? See, everybody was laughing with Moose. And this one, that's all we have is a little banter back and forth. And then we move on to the next, which is heavy breathing. This person apparently thinks that heavy breathing, you know, it pisses them off. They have good hearing sense. They could tolerate a maniac working a chainsaw outside their house for 5 hours straight. It mixes with all the other noises. But if you are near me and I hear an erratic breathing pattern, I will ask you if you have some health issue and can I help you in some way? It doesn't always come out good or polite. I try not to mind, but I notice. I could do so during school days and then through college and can still do. Not a good thing to do. Same happens with sounds made with pencils and those while eating. All right, you know what? I know what my fucking pet peeve is? When I ask you to write in a fucking peeve to not send me a goddamn fucking haiku. I mean, I have to breathe heavy after reading your fucking Bible that you just sent me.
Okay, hold on. Okay, but first of all, let's go back. Right.
And how do you have...
I agree. When you were reading, I was like, Jesus, how much did they write? So, like, it took me off guard. But, yeah, absolutely fair. That is a good... Here's the thing. I was going to say, okay, that qualifies. And it still does qualify. Heavy breathing qualifies. Where they lost me was, I have good hearing, right? They said, like, I have my hear... Okay. So, if it's a matter of noise, how is the breathing bothering you in your great hearing outside with a fucking chainsaw for 5 hours? I call bullshit on it.
Well, they say because it blends in. How the fuck does it...
Hold on. You were outside near the chainsaw for 5 hours? You're right. It's blending in if you're inside, but if you're outside near it, like, they're like, oh, I could take a chainsaw. Could you, though? If you can't even tolerate heavy fucking breathing.
Right, let me just set up.
By the way, are they sexually active?
Dude, I was literally going to say, I had that coming. Let's be honest. I was literally having that coming,
and what's happening there? We don't know.
I was going to get to that. Well, now that we're on that, let's talk about it. Dude, you must fucking suck. All right, dude? Because if you're not panting and breathing and fucking needing water and she's fucking out of breath, then obviously, dude, you didn't fucking do your job, because if she was out of breath, you'd start getting skeeved out.
Is that a guy or is it a girl? Do we know?
This was a guy. Mm. This was a guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously, you know, I mean, fair. If you took as much time as you took into pleasuring your woman as you do writing the fucking explanation for every breathing, you'd probably be doing better. So let me just paint the picture for you guys. You know, you wake up, it's a beautiful morning, birds are chirping, maybe you hear cars passing by, children are playing, and they're... How does that blend in? How the fuck does it blend in, dude? What? Where the fuck do you live, dude? You must live in fucking, like, the middle of Chicago.
I
mean, guns are going off, rocket launchers shooting, and then the chainsaw in the back... Like, where the fuck do you live? Where this is blending in with and normal?
Yeah,
for
yeah,
you?
And normal noise. Yeah, yeah.
I call
bullshit
on
right.
that.
Yeah, right.
I think it's normal.
But you know, ironically, so I can understand the heavy breathing. Like I said, they lost me with the other thing. I don't even know what the fuck they said in that paragraph, because I, after sentence two, I was zoned out. But it's funny because I'm going to throw in one of my pet peeves here. I'm just going to insert here. I noticed, and this was not always a thing for me, but I noticed, like, lately, like, in the last few years, if somebody fucking overdramatic, like, if they're being overdramatic when they sneeze, and you, like, it's not just chew, or, like, some people sneeze loud, but some people are like, chew, and they go, like, it's this big fucking production, it annoys the fuck out of me. It annoys the fuck.
So that's
fuck.
Your pet peeve.
That is one of my pet peeves now.
Are
yes.
you afraid, like, a fucking snottleberry is gonna fucking...
You know, here's the thing. Sometimes it does scare me, and maybe that's annoying too. Like, it's like, Jesus, calm down. But sometimes it doesn't, and it's just the noise. It's like, dude, calm the fuck down. Get control of yourself. There's no way that a person is sneezing that loud normally unless they're doing it on purpose. There's no fucking need for it. It's fucking frustrates the fuck out of me. So, I mean, for whatever that's worth, I don't know what that has to do with heavy breathing. It's just a fucking noise near
me. I mean, somebody
but.
Wrote in, and I mean, this one.
Are you just ignoring my shit? You're just
I was
right
listening
out?
To
okay.
you.
Okay, all right, I'm just saying, you didn't.
Yeah, I was saying, I mean.
Well, you didn't get on me, so I wasn't
I
sure
didn't
you
get
heard
on
me.
It.
All
I mean,
right.
Whatever, I mean, you don't fucking sneeze. I mean.
I fucking you know. Sneeze, but I don't sneeze like a fucking maniac. I mean, Jesus.
Maybe they had to sneeze.
Yeah, clearly.
But this one, I'm going to get on you.
Okay.
Someone's hair on me. All right? If you have long hair, good for you. Have a great time with them. Keep them to your own body. Stray long, short hair near me or when you are standing near me and a gust of wind gets them on me, first I will ask you to hold them back. If it happens again, I will suddenly plan to scream in your ears as loud as I can. All right, dude, don't come into this house. Don't come into I'm sorry, ma'am. Do not come into this house over where we are, dude. There's fucking hair everywhere.
Warning.
I just went in the fridge to go get some creamer. The fucking ricotta cheese has a fucking hair fucking dingleberry fucking hanging out of it. Dude, I don't know where you would go.
Dude, she fucking sheds like a fucking German shepherd. Cheese. I don't even buy it.
Dude, it's everywhere. It's on the stovetop. It's on the bed. It's on the floor. It's on the ricotta cheese.
Oh, you're being a little dramatic.
Dude, it's, oh, really? All right, I'll take videos.
I do have tons of hair, though. I mean, oh, it's there everywhere. Is tons of hair in this
and
house.
And she's playing with it now. It's going to fall.
I am, but you know what? So at first I was confused. I thought it, so I was taking it as like if somebody's like, right now, my head's on his shoulder. So that's not the peeve. If somebody touches you like that with their hair, it's if it comes out of my hair and lands on you, that's their peeve. Okay. Well, I could understand that. Like, not for me personally, but I could understand how somebody would be like, ugh, gross, get your shit off. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh, it's disgusting. I don't know where your hair's been. Where's your hair been?
Dude, it's...
And now it's fucking falling on me like a fucking germ.
If they
germ.
Came here, it'd be a torture chamber, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
fucking
hair.
Yeah, don't come to my house.
There's hair on the mic right
now.
There's fucking hair everywhere.
We'll probably never be in the same room together. You and Mel will never hang out, and, you know, that's okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you don't want to feel too crowded.
You know, listen, you said it was a woman, right? I mean, wait till the day your hair starts falling out.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Karma's a bitch. That's all I have to say. I mean,
hopefully they keep it in a bun or tie it up or do something.
But you know what? Me or Kate, you know, whoever's hair's falling out here, all of us.
Don't try to throw Kaylee under the fucking bus.
It is all of us. We all have long hair and it comes out.
I'm going to do DNA tests.
But when we put our hair up, it's like bad. Like if we take off our hair tie, there's hair in the hair. Like it comes out. Our hair comes out with hair ties. So... I don't know. We're a fucking pack of dogs up in this bitch. We're shedding. What do you want me to tell you? There's nothing I can do.
I know. Dude. It's like there's a fucking stray fucking Doberman, dude.
Dude, I'm going to pop one in your fucking mouth tonight when you're sleeping, and you're going to wake up choking
like
on the
shit. Fucking husky, dude. I think I have already about choked
me.
On it.
Well, it's not my problem. I mean,
it's all over my socks. I mean, look at.
Yeah, the other day you did. You sat on the bed, remember, and lifted your sock, and Jess and I busted out laughing. You're like, what? And you had a big hairball.
I'm like, I told you. I told you. It was in her food the other day. I had to pull it out of the food. Yeah. But whatever. You know, that's it. Just don't come here.
Yeah.
You're not safe here.
Sorry.
Next, pet peeve. Arizona.
I'm sorry to cut you off real quick. I'm sorry to cut you off. You didn't really comment on the hair. Like, what do you think that's a valid peeve? Because you didn't really give opinion.
I think it's
a valid
peeve because
you were fucking
pounding
on me.
I think I agree with them.
You were pounding on me.
I agree with them you know, being here, dude. Everything I have has hair. My clothes have hair. Like, dude, you would have think that I fucking adopted a fucking grizzly bear. Like, dude, I go outside, dude, there's fucking hair on me. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do when I go back home, dude. I'm going to have to fucking clean these all up. I mean, you know what? I'm single, thank God. Because if I came back home and not single, they'd be like, bitch, what were you doing?
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Dude, there'd
be
fucking hair all over my shit, dude. Fucking long women's hair. And it's like, dude, I'm going to get the third degree.
Okay.
Arizona. Scott.
Maybe.
It just says Arizona. Anonymous.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, you know, if it's you, Scott, shout out. More than five people in an elevator.
Ooh.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to read this explanation.
Go ahead, read it.
I understand you're in a hurry, but realize that when you start overcrowding an elevator, my peeves for 2 and 3 get activated. Please let people have some personal space.
Yeah, you didn't even really need to read it, because honestly, it qualified and is actually a good... It doesn't bother me. The only thing I worry about, because I'm a fucking walking panic attack, is, oh my God, what's the weight limit? What if we get stuck, then claustrophobic with all these people? But as we're writing it, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, maybe during COVID or right after, when it was... But I I could understand how that would be someone's pet peeve. You're on top of each other, a lot of fucking people. Just wait for the next fucking elevator.
You're in the same...
Why don't you wait for the next elevator, Mr. Peeve?
Well,
yes.
You could get trapped while you're on.
That's true. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But
yeah.
Back to the escalator person. Dude, take the fucking stairs, you lazy fuck. Mm. How come you gotta take the elevator? Why? Because, oh, I'm in a rush. I gotta do this. Take the fucking stairs.
Well, but again, if they're stuck.
Stuck what?
Actually, you can't
stuck
get stuck.
Stuck where?
Okay, here. You
stuck
just,
on stairs?
You just said it yourself, ass. You said sometimes.
Well,
you
then don't take it.
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you could get in. But then if you saw, you know, you see the circus come to town
okay.
and walk in the door, then you could say, excuse me,
well,
and just escort yourself off.
Plan ahead
yeah.
and take the stairs every time.
Yeah, so there's
you don't
no
need
excuse.
To take the elevator everywhere you go.
No excuse.
All right?
That's it.
Just take the stairs.
Take it.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you lose some pounds while you're at it or something.
Maybe escalator and elevator need to go down the stairs together.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what
I don't even want
you.
To stay on that one. I don't even want to. I'm moving on.
Jeez. Okay.
Too many keys and keychains. Mm. They jingle, and not in a sweet way. They jingle as if a passive-aggressive serial killer wants to kill me, but it is not able to get a good sharp machete and has to make do. Keep your keys under the tab, man.
Over fucking dramatic. Listen.
All right, man. Well, you obviously don't fucking own shit. All right?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers that's... got cars, multiple fucking houses, job fucking keys, storage unit keys,
mm-hmm.
keys to their fucking girlfriend's house or
yeah.
boyfriend's house,
right.
keys to the safety deposit box, keys to the safe. You obviously don't have any of that, so maybe, you know, maybe you gotta keep putting the hours in and accumulate more shit to accumulate more keys.
Yeah, that's, why does it even bother you? Like, because...
Who the fuck walks around with three keys?
That's not a noise thing, right? It's a visual thing.
Here.
Right?
Here you go. Hey, I hope you're listening to this episode.
That's not a noise thing, right? They didn't specifically say it's a visual thing. They visually
no,
don't...
it says no. They
oh, it's
did.
The
they
noise.
Said they jingle.
Okay.
Hold
oh, that's
on.
Right.
What
they
was
did.
The exact
yeah.
wording?
Okay. Well,
they
it's
jingle
noise.
And not in a sweet way.
Okay.
All right, dude. Well, are we? You know, are we playing fucking deck the halls or getting shit done? You
yeah.
know, you want people to.
I mean, it's funny because when you were just doing that, it did sound like a jingle bell. Like, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like a Christmas bell, like not a jingle bell. Like
here, I'll just move them like I was really walking.
Yeah, or like a wind
that's
chime.
It.
Right, so they just hate life then?
Yeah.
They hate life. They hate the beauty
yeah.
of a wind chime.
Well,
they hate the Christmas spirit of a jingle bell. I get the fuck out of here.
I have like
13
keys.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, maybe
you know
I don't
so
know
funny?
What that feels like.
Wait, you know what's so funny about that? So when I was younger, Nana and Grandpa used to have, they used to go to the elephant trunk flea market. It was like this, you remember that? It was like a huge flea market
no,
in New Milford.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Elephant trunk.
Yeah, that's what it was called. And it was.
I know why they went out of business.
They'd go. No, it's still in business. When we went to New Milford in June, yeah, it's literally still
oh,
in business.
Oh, I think
it's a
I went.
Huge flea market. Yes, it's outside. It's huge. Tons of vendors out there. People with their
tables. Called the elephant trunk.
Yeah. And anyway, my point is that the one thing I used to get, I'd go with them when they'd go, I guess, I don't know if they went every weekend. I don't really remember, but I've been there several times with them. I had a fascination with fucking keys. And like people would sell, like somebody would put it out and be like, oh, no one's ever going to fucking get this. And it was just like a key thing that had tons of keys on it. That probably did that same thing. You pick it up, you make noise.
Same thing.
And here comes this ridiculous kid, me. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And for no reason. I don't fucking know why, but I loved it. And that is, when I used to go there, I used to search out the keys. So that's so funny that somebody actually wrote that in as a pet peeve, because when I was a kid, I would search for them. I loved them.
I mean, that's a little weird too, but.
It is weird. I'm not saying it's fucking not. Is it a peeve of yours that I did that, Ben, for fuck's sake?
I mean,
can you just fucking stay out of my business?
Fucking exploration for keys? I mean, you have better shit.
Yeah,
there.
I have no explanation for it, but you know what? It's a great memory that I have with Nana and Grandpa. So I don't know what to tell you. I hope you feel like shit now after that last comment.
I mean, I'm
right. That's it.
Yeah,
so fuck you with the keys. I just want to say that. Fuck you on my memory's sake.
Yeah. Well, fuck you for fucking thinking that everybody's not like you and fucking doesn't own anything. I mean, you probably got a fucking piece of shit car and a fucking live in a closet. And that it is. You have the key for your closet, your key for your car.
Right.
And then, oh, how come all these people have the keys? Because some people own shit. Maybe that's why. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Have a single key on 10 different chains? I mean, come on.
You're asking the wrong fucking person. I told you I was into the keys, so I don't know what you're looking at me for. I mean, what the fuck? Making direct eye contact
with shit. Safety deposit box. Have you ever heard of one? No. You probably don't even know what the fuck it is, dude. Keep it moving. Next listener. I don't even know. This is definitely not a peeve. But this took the title of the most ridiculous answer.
Oh, wow.
Out of any of these.
No.
This person.
Better than egg and cheese?
I want this person to call in. Oh, it's better than egg and cheese, but it involves cheese. It's wet cheese. All right? It's wet cheese.
Okay.
When they were in the third grade, I remember this girl grabbed a slice of cheese with wet hands. Seeing the beads of water on the yellow square was and still is the grossest thing I have ever seen. I mean, do you want to or should I?
Let me just process what I just fucking heard before I respond to it. I don't... So...
Wet cheese.
But has he ever had to deal with wet cheese in his life ever again? Has she ever had to deal with wet cheese or... She was just so fucking apparently traumatized by this event that I mean, it's...
Obviously, you know, this person was living the fucking sweet life.
You don't like wet cheese, then don't fucking get around wet cheese.
Yeah, just don't grab... Make sure your hands are dry every time you have the cheese. They must not be able to watch the Burger King commercials with the shit. Fucking the bun falls down, it splashes all over the place.
Yeah.
And they do the zoom up of the burger and it's fucking like got the perfect beads just going down this that plastic piece of cheese.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You're like, do you want to go first? But I don't even know what to say to that, to be honest with you.
I mean, you obviously like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you. If wet cheese is your biggest problem in life, then, I mean, count me in. I would love to switch my life with you, you know.
Yeah,
I'll take
seriously.
The fucking wet cheese.
You're not
and you can deal
kidding.
With all the other bullshit. You know, the people and even the elevator. Like, what were you thinking when you wrote this down?
I don't know, but if anybody who is close to the person who wrote this in is listening, what would be great is to wet a piece of fucking cheese and just fucking slap it on their face.
Oh my God.
Slap it on their face as a practical joke just to see the reaction and then write it down or call in and just let us know. That's what I would like to see. I'd like to see the return of the wet cheese come back to play years
later. The fact that we gave you this much airtime, we waste 2 minutes on the show on wet fucking cheese. Wet cheese shit.
But hold on, because now we're going to go into another minute. So does that mean if they have a burger or, let's just say no ketchup, because ketchup's wet, water.
I think it's
water. Well, nobody likes watered down fucking cheese anyway.
I mean, you wrote wet, so you know what? You should have fucking thought about your answer, because you can't have mustard, you can't have ketchup, you can't have fucking relish, you can't even have that bitch be juicy. You gotta eat that shit fucking Mel style,
right, because
well
even
done.
If the burger's juicy, correct, it's gonna, the cheese is gonna get
melted. Yeah, fucking brick on a fucking bun.
Yeah,
so you and Mel should dine on the same burger and enjoy your fucking well done bullshit.
Hey girl, hey.
Disgusting.
Well, listen.
Wet cheese.
I mean, it is a ridiculous fucking answer.
I mean,
it's not a pet peeve. It's just not a pet peeve. Clearly, you've never dealt with that situation since third grade. I don't know why that was so traumatizing for you. Maybe at the time you thought, hey, this is gross, and then just fucking let it go. Dude, do you think let things go in life?
I mean, yeah.
God forbid,
really,
if
it
she's
go.
Married. Holy fucking
go.
Shit. Sorry,
I wouldn't
dude.
Want to be fucking married. I mean, fucking God forbid, dude. I fucking...
You can't let something like that go from
something.
Third grade, then I don't know.
God forbid I
issues.
Go for a fucking midnight snack after being in the shower and grab the cheddar block.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked. I don't know what to tell you. Divorce court.
Next,
Judge Judy.
Next listener. Eraser shavings.
Hmm.
When they're at school, they can't blow their eraser shavings off their desk because they have a mask on. I have to use my hands to wipe them off.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Back up and read that again.
When I'm at school, I can't blow the eraser shavings off my desk because I have a mask on. I have to use my hands to wipe them off.
What kind of fucking classroom are they in that they're allowed to blow the fucking eraser shavings on the floor anyway? Who are you?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that ruin the fucking...
You should be doing it with your hand anyway, cupping it and then taking it and throwing it out. You're a fucking slob. Are you fucking kidding me? You're complaining that you can't blow it with the mask on when you're doing something you're not supposed to be fucking doing. Chill, all right,
dude, you're going unhinged.
OCD's kicking in.
I thought I was the unhinged one. This is obviously a child.
OCD is kicking in. OCD is kicking the fucking.
You're going hard on the child.
Why are you blowing your fucking eraser shavings on the goddamn floor? Do you bring a broom to school, too, to clean up your mess?
I mean,
you should be doing it with your hands.
It must have been during
COVID.
Who
blows it on the floor?
I mean, I did.
Then. That doesn't surprise me, actually. That doesn't surprise me. I think you, like, initially started out trying to be kidding, but I'm 1,000% positive you blew that shit on the floor.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
I mean,
your fucking desk was filled with, like, it looked like just, like, commercial of pencil shavings.
No, it didn't, because I blew it off.
I know, on the bottom of your desk. It's probably, you know when you go to the hairdresser and get your hair cut and all the hairs?
Yeah.
That's what your desk, the surrounding, looked like, except in pencil shavings. No doubt. 1,000%, no doubt. That is what happened.
Well, the next person, like you, obviously has severe OCD.
Okay.
They don't like uneven things. All their lines need to be drawn exactly the same. Only one headphone in one ear.
Okay.
Why? Because you're afraid that the headphones won't line up fucking perfect, like it's a fucking fashion show?
That is definitely a classic.
I mean, come on.
Complete OCD. That has to be an OCD.
You're
thing.
Ridiculous.
Well, people who have you're OCD, ridiculous. They can't. They don't like to step on the. It's almost superstition. You know, they bottle it with.
Well,
these certain,
I mean,
like
we should make a special island for all you fucking weirdos because this is crazy now. I mean, come on.
That's not crazy.
The headphones don't line up, so you can only have one in.
But it's not a. I guess it would be a peeve if you're looking at lines that don't line up. Yeah, I guess if you're.
I mean, come on.
I don't fucking know.
I mean, they wouldn't be able to record podcasts because they'd be staring at the screen having a fucking goddamn heart attack.
True.
I mean, what is wrong? I mean, you guys need to all go to your own island.
But here's the thing, too. Like, in life, lines are not gonna. Do they have kids?
I mean,
do they have kids? Yeah. Because kids' lines, definitely, you got to go through a couple years before they get their lines straight. Like, how are they dealing with that? Like, there's
certain things
you have to.
This person's house probably looks like a fucking serial killer.
Mm.
Everything's fucking symmetrical. Mm. Everything's lined up. I mean, come on.
That's not
just let
killer.
It fucking go. And if somebody, and if a little gust of wind comes in and knocks us, they come back in and fucking give it that little tilt.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going hard at you. I don't know if you said if it was a woman or man, but listen, my OCD is not like that, but I feel your pain. So I'm not coming hard at you. That's a disorder. I feel like that's more of a disorder.
I'm pretty sure.
Not insulting. I'm just saying it is. It's more of a, you can't help that.
I'm pretty sure, you know, we got some kids. We have some kid followers here because obviously.
I hope not.
I'm reading a few of them and they're children. Jake might have wrote in a couple of these. Does he have an iPad?
No.
All right. Well, this one wasn't Jake then.
Okay.
The fact that my mom calls my iPad a computer just drives me to hell insane. All right, listen here, you little spoiled bitch. The fact that you even fucking have an iPad.
Yeah,
and that
fair.
She bought it for you.
Yeah.
Who the
fair.
Fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
You little fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I'm not going that far with
what's
that.
What's wrong with you?
That the nerve. The fucking audacity of the complaint.
I hope the parents are listeners of ours. And if you do take his fucking iPad, I'm going to let the name out at the end of this episode.
No, you're not.
All right?
No, you're not.
How dare you?
The audacity of the complaint there. But you know what? That just goes to show you how many times, I don't even know if I said it behind this mic, because we've been off for so fucking long, I don't know what's on here and what's off of here. Spoiled fucking America. I say it all the fucking time. The kids, the society, this day and age society, so fucking spoiled. Now, with
obviously.
Everything that they get, that it's come down to that, although it was like, oh my God, no way. It's not surprising. That is the mentality of some kids these days. Like, yeah.
And if they got a regular one, they'd probably bitch, oh, it's not the MacBook Pro. Well, why don't you go get a fucking job and fucking buy your own goddamn fucking
And what does it matter if she says computer?
Yeah, why don't you buy your own computer, kid? Buy your own computer! That's fucking what it is. It has a microprocessor, right?
But here at the same time, I mean, is the person telling their mom they're aggravated at that? Because if so, then mom should have already taken that she's enabling the situation a little bit. I'm going to call it out.
If my kid told me that, don't call it a computer, Dad. Oh, yeah, bitch?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? We'll call it a fucking laptop while it's outside fucking burning in the bonfire.
Yeah, I think all parties need to take responsibility for this.
Unbelievable.
I'm just saying. Unbelievable. I mean, it's been said. Been said. Period.
Next,
moving on.
Next one, I mean, when people lecture for long periods of time, I mean...
Lecture? What's the explanation? Like, lecture?
That's all they wrote. So thanks for wasting our fucking time.
So we don't know if it's like seminar, okay, or yelling at somebody. No,
thanks for wasting our time. Next, thanks for writing in and taking the fucking time and effort. When my phone is at 99% and I want it at 100%.
Okay. That has to be an OCD or something too. That has to be a perfectionist. Is this the same fucking
child? Multi-accounting and using different names?
Maybe.
Who the fuck are you? It's fucking 99.
Sorry,
it's not good enough. Do you just live your life with a portable charger with you?
That has to be some kind of condition. It has to be. Nobody's going to be like, oh shit, it's only 99, I need 100.
It says, let me make sure. Yeah, it says, and I want it at 100.
Mm-mm.
I mean.
No. That's
sorry to fucking inconvenience you, but I know that when I took the fucking train ride all the way down here, my shit was on 72, and when I got off the train, it was at 8.
Yeah.
So that was fucking plenty.
Yeah.
99 is good.
Yeah.
All right, stop fucking multi-screening fucking porn, and maybe you'll be okay.
Oh, my God.
All right? I don't know what you're doing where your battery drains that fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
But it's not... Yeah, it's not even the point of that. It's they need it at 100. Well, you know, they need it at 100.
Fucking buy a fake phone that just says 100 and doesn't even work then.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. And what kind of spoiled shit these people are on. Oh, here we go. Another child. When my mom takes my phone off the charger and my phone is at 12% and hers is at 40, it's like her fucking phone is more important than anything.
Okay, listen. Let me just talk about it. Let's just talk about it. I want to know the age of this child, because how do they even have a phone? Do we even know this is a child? Well, I guess if you're saying my mom, you're sharing a fucking charger with your mom. So apparently mom bought the phone. Mom bought the fucking charger. It's mom's fucking charger. And you're borrowing it. And complaining, this is all the same person. There's no way. First of all, what have we resorted to in the last 4 years that our only listeners are apparently kids? I mean, can we talk about that for a fucking minute?
The next one's definitely a kid too.
Come on, Vin. This is what happens when you fucking R. Kelly and shit up in this bitch.
Fucking P. Diddy.
Only taking submissions from kids. Diddy. What the fuck, dude? All right, listen. What do you want to say about that? Because I have to say, just the nerve.
I don't know what kind of spoiled shit you're on. Why you think, yeah, her phone, you know what? Yeah, her fucking phone is more important than
it
you.
Is, yeah.
Okay?
It is.
Because guess what? Yeah. Mommy's fucking making dinner. Mommy's fucking making grocery lists.
Yeah.
Mommy's trying to fucking pay bills. Mommy's fucking working hard to fucking
your phone bill, by the way.
Put food on the table.
Yeah.
Mommy's probably scheduling meetings in her phone. Mommy's trying to line up a fucking booty call for fucking later, all right, dude? While she's getting her fucking cheeks clapped while your whiny ass is sitting in his bedroom worrying about his phone being at 99%.
Wait, hold on, too. Here's the balls, too. She has to take it like her phone is more important than mine. So he's saying his is more important than her. Like, the reverse of that would be he thinks his is more important than her. So he's fucking lashing out about that he feels the same way.
What do you gotta do? Play fucking Roblox? Nobody gives a fuck. All right, get the fuck over it. Dude. Right. Fucking Minecraft could fucking wait.
Well, fucking get your own money, buy your own charger. I don't know what to tell you. you know, at the end of the day, that's ridiculous. And I can't believe it's resorted to us attacking children. I don't even know what to say about that. Are you? I mean, they have to be at least a younger population. Listen, in our other episode, we're like, we got more popular than ever. Are we really bragging? Because apparently there are a bunch of fucking 12-year-olds. Jake probably told his friends to listen to us. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm a little embarrassed.
Here we go. Next listener.
God.
When you're walking among a group of friends and the pavement narrows down and you become the one who has to walk behind the others. I mean, are you going to make it?
Well.
Are you going to be okay? You know? Is it okay? Is it going to be okay?
I don't have.
This is what you have to work. This is the shit that people worry about in life, about the fucking pavement.
I think what they're saying is that the group still gets to walk together and talk, and they're kind of like.
Fucking get over it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even have an answer for that. My mind can't even comprehend the scenario.
Or walk in the damn grass.
That's what I was thinking. Get on the other side. Do your wide. Yeah, you.
Sorry. I mean, what the fuck is your problem?
I mean, at this point, walk in the fucking street, because I don't...
I mean, come on. Just walk in the fucking oncoming traffic.
Yeah, it doesn't...
At this point. I mean, come on.
All right.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
I think... I don't know. What's happening?
Next listener.
The fucking epitome of rock bottom right here.
Next listener.
Our listener base.
When you blow bubble gum, it then bursts and sticks to your nose, mouth, and lips.
Well, all right, don't asshole. Fucking blow a
then
bubble.
Then don't fucking blow it. You just can't chew it like a normal person? Bubble.
Right.
You can't just chew your gum?
Yeah.
No, you have to blow the bubbles. Well, you know what? Because you wanted to be all fucking Captain Cool.
Wait, is there an explanation, though? Are they saying they don't like it when other people do it?
No,
and then when they
it says when you blow.
When you blow a bubble.
So, I mean.
Because that could be. If you take it the other way, that maybe would make more sense. Maybe if they not that it's their fucking business what someone else does with their gum, but if they're specifically saying when it hits the nose and the mouth and then you put it back in your mouth, maybe it's more like that's fucking gross.
Oh,
maybe if you go that way.
And that was also a woman listener. So, I mean, we know what else probably doesn't fucking blow. I mean, if you're worried about bubble gum, I would think the other alternative would be a lot worse. Fucking vanilla bitch. Moving along.
Maybe she doesn't like moose.
I mean, yeah. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Obviously doesn't fucking take it like a champ. When there is that piece of hair that's on your tongue, but you can't remove it for the life of you. Well, once again, don't eat at Melissa's house, because everything you eat is fucking infested with the German Shepherd hair. The hair of a fucking Yeti.
All right, well, I think maybe we should
link... I don't like eating hair either.
I think we should link them and the other person who wrote in together, because it sounds like they would be great friends. I think they'd be fucking amazing friends. So I think we're gonna create a beautiful new friendship here on Humorous Podcast. That's what I think.
I mean, nobody wants to... I mean, I agree with them, actually. This one, I'm not gonna bang you up too hard, but, like... Yeah, I don't like fucking hair in my food.
Just
but
take it the fuck out.
I mean, sometimes it's too much.
And you said it was a
you
woman?
You think you
so
see them all. No, the other one was a woman with the bubble gum.
Oh, okay.
Bubblegum was a woman. And okay. I was like, wow, if they're worried about a little bubblegum splashing on their face, they're obviously not fucking taking the fucking money ball.
Well, the other one isn't either. I mean,
here we go.
Avoiding the pubes at all costs.
There we go. I mean, that's gross too.
Yeah.
I mean, shave it down a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to fucking choke on pubes while they're fucking trying to pleasure you.
Definitely not.
But I'm talking about the aftermath.
Okay.
When you're busy working or in the middle of something and the bottom of your foot starts itching. I mean,
all I could say, guys, is this is what we've resorted to.
We asked for weird ones. Listen, we asked for out-of-the-box.
We've asked for weird ones, not peeves. Shit.
We asked for out-of-the-box peeves,
okay.
And I fucking delivered. I fucking delivered, dude. Listen, this is it. This is the fucking bee's knees, dude.
All right, say it one more time, just because I'm trying to wrap my head around stupid and I can't.
When you're busy working, or if you're in the middle of doing something... Okay. And the bottom of your foot starts itching.
Okay. It's an annoyance. Is it a peeve? I mean...
slightly annoying.
Just fucking rub your fucking foot against your shoe. Move your shoe. Or like, I don't... Stomp your foot.
Stop what you're doing and fucking hitch. I mean, I don't know.
I guess, but, I mean, if you're talking to somebody, maybe you don't want to do that and just
I would think having to take a shit or a piss would be a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
But no, they're worried about their itchy foot. Another fucking spoiled fuck, obviously. I mean, why don't you have somebody rub your fucking little toesies?
Well, you know, again, when you're in charge, fucking romper room writes in, Vin. So I don't know what to fucking tell you. This is literally the most embarrassing episode. That we've ever put out today. I don't know what to say.
I mean, these are the out of the box peeves.
All right.
Where else? I don't see any other shows doing pet peeves to talk about wet cheese and itchy feet.
Yeah, because they're smart. All right. I mean, let's just face facts. They want to get somewhere in life, and here we are, and we're wondering why we're stuck here. Rock bottom. Jesus Christ.
Next listener.
All right.
Oh, God. Here we go. I mean, I'm going to get it for this one.
Come on.
When you open the soda and a bit of it pours over your fingers.
Man, please. As always, you could find this episode and all other episodes on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. And our website, if you're ever tuning in again to this, www.humorouspodcast.com. This is Mel.
And Ben.
And we've officially hit rock bottom.
We got more.
Ah, Ben.
The soda, you know.
Say one more, and then we're out of here.
When you're standing in a crowded bus right next to the door and have to move for someone to exit the door because it isn't your stop yet.
Okay, bye.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Sida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it.